that have their dress up weird to the ass. Just shaking it and breaking it. At that time, they wore what you call the ladies did, the split drawers. They'd just be shaking it down. And some guy plunking on the piano, some rough-looking guy, I wouldn't know who they were. They had several of them. And they'd sing it right over and over. They'd say all kinds of voices. Some of them meant something. Some of them didn't have any rhymes. Some didn't, so forth and all. So I had a itch. Wouldn't because you had the itch. Yes, she's my bitch. Oh, your mammy wouldn't wear no drawers. The main theme was the mammy wouldn't wear no drawers. I thought it was a very disgusting mammy that wouldn't wear some underwear. Said you dirty mother, you old, you dirty son of a bitch. Oh, everything you know, all your low bitch. Yes, and everything you do. Yes, baby. Lord. Yes, dirty. Yes, dirty. Suck my bitch. Oh, eat me up. All that kind of stuff. Yes, your mammy won't wear no drawers. Yeah. Said, look up. You make me mad. I'll tell you about the puppies that your sister had. Oh, it was a fast. She's a hog, she's a dog. I know the dirty bitch would fuck up frog. Cause your mammy don't wear no drawers. I went one day out to the lake. I seen your mammy a snake. All she tried to shake. All she shook, shake on the cake. Mammy don't wear no drawers.
And I can't explain this stuff to my wife. I can't explain racial shit to her. I can't have this conversation with her. She's French. She's French. She doesn't know American history. I mean, okay, yeah, she's an American citizen now, but she just learned enough to pass the test. So I can't have these conversations with her. Because one, she might say something stupid. And I love her. I don't want to have to leave this woman. Like when the whole Ferguson thing was going on. You know, I was watching it and everything. But what I do is I can't watch shit like that with her. You know, so I had the TV on and she's out. And so I'm watching it. I'm like, because I got to watch it standing up so I can watch the door to see when she's coming. Cracker ass crackers. That's right. Burn that shit down. Oh, shit. Here she come. Here she come. Here she come. Hey, baby. Hey. Yeah, just watching some Shark Tank. Just watching some Shark Tank. Ferguson, man. And let me just say, I am pro-cop. I respect what they do. You know, I thank them for what they do. In theory, I am pro-cop. However, in reality, I just know that there are some cops who just should not be cops. Period. But just like in all professions, there are just people who are just shitty at their jobs. There's somebody burning fries at McDonald's right now. Even you know somebody at your job. You're like, how the you go to work on Monday, you like this. This still here? Y'all ain't fired Dave yet? Are you kidding me? Dave naps and plays Candy Crush all day. What the why is Dave still here? What happened, y'all? How did we get here? No, wait a minute. Let me take that back. How did the Republicans get here? What the fuck happened to the Republicans? If you know a Republican, just give them a hug. Just, oh, it's okay, baby. I've never seen politics this low. I mean, you're talking about, you know, each other's wives, and then we have to sit there and listen to them talk about the size of Donald Trump's hands. What the f***? I mean, they are just like one step above doing your mama jokes. And I have never in my life watched a presidential debate and had the thought cross my mind, is he about to take out his dick? Girl, I thought he was gonna pull out his penis. Oh, sweet Jesus.
How's it going, sir? Long time no see.
Hey, yeah, I've been gone for a while. I was on vacation in Hawaii. I brought you back a souvenir. This is a pineapple.
Oh, thanks a lot. I didn't know they had pineapples in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, man. Hawaii is one of the number one producers of pineapples in all the world.
Oh, that's good. So those Hawaiians must make a lot of money off them pineapples.
Oh, no, the white man makes money off pineapples.
So the Hawaiians must make a lot of money working in the pineapple factory.
Oh, no, the Mexicans work at the factories. The Hawaiians are at the resorts.
Wow, that's good. The Hawaiians own those resorts. Good for them.
Oh, no, the white man owns the resorts. The Hawaiians just work there scrubbing the toilets.
Is there anything that Hawaiians make money off of in Hawaii?
Nope.
Hawaiian Punch?
Not a dime.
Magna P.I.?
Not a penny.
Don Ho?
He works in Vegas.
Hula Hoop?
No, no.
You mean to tell me that Hawaiians came up with pineapple, resorts, hula hoops, Magna P.I., and the best damn punch in the world, and they don't get no money from it?
Nope.
The crackers get all the money?
All the money.
Man, I got to tip my hat to Whitey, man. The crackers are bad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And for my next number, I'm going to slaughter the Indians.
What's up, man? Long time no see.
Yeah, I was on vacation in Jamaica. Hey, I bought you back a souvenir. This is pure sugar cane from Jamaica.
Man, I didn't know they had sugar cane in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, man. Jamaica's one of the number one producers of sugar in all the world.
Whoa! That's a lot of money, man. Those Jamaicans must be rich. They got sugar and everything. Sugar pops, sugar snaps, sugar daddies, Sugar Ray Leonard. Man, them Jamaicans must be rolling in money.
Oh, no, the white man makes all that money.
So Jamaicans must make a lot of money at the sugar factory, right?
No, the Mexicans work at the factory. Jamaicans, they're at the resorts.
Oh, man, Jamaicans own resorts. Good for them. People love to go to Jamaica. Good for the Jamaicans.
No, the white man owns the resorts. Jamaicans, they work in the resorts, scrubbing the white man's ass and serving him drinks.
Really? Okay, now help me out here. Is there anything that Jamaicans make money from in Jamaica?
Nope.
Jamaica Airlines?
Nope.
Reggae?
White man got them royalties.
How about that big titty girl in Jamaica poster?
Married a white man.
Weed?
Nigga, please.
You mean to tell me that Jamaicans invented sugar, reggae, and the best drug on earth, and the white man gets all the money?
Yep.
Man, I got to tip my hat to Whitey, man. Whitey's a bad mother. Give it up for Whitey. Everybody stand for Whitey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And for my next number, I'm going to slaughter the Indians.
Types of guys. I have a shaved head, so the types of guys that I attract is very different. Very different. You know, I'm from New York. I'm used to, like, the hood guy. When I had hair, I would walk down the street. Guys in New York, okay, somebody likes hood guys. You know, I would see, like, the hood guy. They would come up to me like this, like, yo, Slim. Yeah, you. Yo, Ma, with all due respect, Ma, I'm trying to take you on a boat. I was a chicken head. I'm like, he want to take me on a boat? Now, though, I feel like the shaved head guys think I'm the positive chick. You know, so I get those guys, they be having dreadlocks. They be in the spoken word. They be using big words and metaphors all out of context. Like, alphabetically dyslexically. Genetically cosmetically. They be smelling like incense and oils. Frankincense and myrrh. Like, stuff only the house supposed to smell like. Like, sir, you know you smell like sage. Be wearing linen all year round for no reason. When they see me, it's like they've seen a woman of their dreams. They always hit me with the same thing. Sister. They be like, sister, I'm so elated our paths crossed. You're the sun to my moon, the Egypt to my Nile, the dark to my chocolate. Please join me in a conversation of wisdom, break bread, and drink raw tea. I always respond the same exact way. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I ain't with that positive stuff. Unless you got a boat. I'm Zaynab, y'all. Thank you.
You can't do that in this world, man. You can't do that in this world, man. Arsenio, they got rules. They got rules. Like, he has a rule. The bass player, he got a rule. He got to wax his head every morning. That's a rule. The jokes, come on.
See, you got too into the characters and got hurt.
Wait, oh, we got that commercial? How about the interview? We didn't do an interview. We're being silly. Okay, we'll come back and we'll act like adults.
Yeah, because my mom told me she wants me to do a good, proper interview. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, please put your hands together for our next comedian from Philadelphia, PA. Give it up for Will Smith.
What's up? What's up? Hey, how y'all doing out there? Hey, I'm a little tired, though. You know, I had a rough date last night. I went out with this girl who ain't have no arms. I took her to the Arsenio Hall show, and she was like, woo, 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 woo. Well, that's cool. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I should be mad at my cousin Carlton, though, because he set me up with her. But he ain't no prize himself. He kind of looked like a miniature Bryant Gumbel on a bad hair day. That's cool. Check it out. But actually, my cousin Carlton, he don't have no problem buying clothes. Because he's so short, he just rips them off his G.I. Joe doll and wears them right out the box.
Will is really bombing up there. We should do something.
Oh, good idea. Boo!
Hey, what's up, everybody? You've been listening to this Black Music Program on Resonance 104.4 FM. We're a conceptual black music show. We like to deal with black culture and black music and the culture that it springs from. My name is Art Terry. I'm your curator and host. And we will get into conceptual on you, trying to do a response to the slap, y'all, to the slap. Yeah, so this is our playlist. We just heard Will Smith bombing on a comedy routine on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Before that, we heard Will Smith on the Arsenio Hall show taking the piss out of somebody with Appalachia. And before that, we heard Zanna Johnson talking about how fine she is in her bald hair. And we heard Chris Rock doing two jams. One was Tip Your Hat to Whitey, Pineapple, and then we had Tip Your Hat to Whitey Sugarcane. Yeah, then we have Wanda Sykes. I call her a comedian. She could be called, we might refer to her as a comedian, but these comedians are like griots in our culture. They tell the storytellers, and they tell them in funny ways, and they tell them in a way that hopefully shows us as we are and how much we love each other as we are. And before that, we start with Jelly Roll Morton doing his Dirty Dozens thing. The original song was written by Speckle Red. So that's our show for you tonight. I just want to encourage everybody to... Physical violence isn't a way for us to communicate to each other. It's only needed when you're defending yourself from physical violence. Thank you for listening. It is Black Music Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Art Terry. My single will be out on Friday, April 8th. Make it, because you're all going to make it. And of course, I got to give props to Sun Ra's Orchestra with giving us our theme song, I'll Wait For You. Boom, boom, boom. So let's wait for each other now. Here it comes. Long live comedy.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you heard, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Stump our place.
Stump our place.
Life is in space.
Many life is in space.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
We're human beings. You like girls who are a bit weird, not too plain and simple. But when she stays in the bathroom for too long, you're not so sure. Could she be ironing her clothes or grilling an almanac? It's exciting, 'cause you'll never know if she's crazy for you. But she's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Crazy.
The kind of girl who's calling out, taking
calling
off
out,
her shoes, 'cause she's crazy for you. Please, baby, I got some questions. Something that I never knew. Why do you always understand things that just make me so confused? Like the time you said that you would, then just didn't want to. Will I ever be human? 'Cause I'm so crazy,
crazy
for you. But I'm crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. See, I'm crazy.
Crazy.
Oh. She's the kind of girl who's calling out,
calling
taking
out,
off her shoes, 'cause she's crazy for you. I vaccinate myself all night for typhoid and swine flu. Still I'm not immune to your kiss. Makes me crazy, baby,
crazy
for you. But I'm crazy.
Crazy.
See, you're crazy.
Crazy.
Ooh-hoo. She's the kind of girl who's calling out,
calling
taking
out,
off her shoes. Cause
out.
She's crazy,
crazy
for you. Yeah, she's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
But she's crazy.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. She's calling out.
Calling out.
She's calling out.
Crazy.
She's calling out. She's calling out. She's calling out.
Calling out.
She's calling out. Calling out.
Calling out. Calling out.
She's calling out.
Calling out.
She's calling out. She's calling out.
Calling.
She's calling out. She's calling out. She's calling out. She's calling out.
Calling out.
She's calling out. She's crazy for you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to 104.4 FM. Is Black Music.
Sure is.
And this is the Alternative Black Music Show. The longest one we know. And what we do is a lot of crazy black music. And that's kind of convenient because tonight we're doing a show about madness, insane.
We've all got to get a little crazy sometimes, huh?
So let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate it. Let's start with we're gonna start y'all with some Willie Dixon because he knows what I'm talking about.
Asylum, and I found my baby out there. I said, please come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? Then the little girl raised up her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes. And these are the things that the little girl said.
Oh, Some people have it halfway down. Without your love, I ain't nowhere.
And then sorrow struck my heart. Begin to stream down from my eyes. The only woman that I ever loved in all my life. Out here in a place in a condition like this. And I begin to thinking about what my mama told me when I was a little boy. She told me when I couldn't help myself to get out on my knees and pray. Then I fell down on my knees. And these are the words that I said. Save me, save me, save me, baby.
Took the bus, took the train, went to work, ignored the pain. What a rainy day, unfriendly faces, got dragged around all types of places. Closed my eyes, smelt your hair, looked around, but you weren't there. Had some lunch, jacket potatoes, chicken wings and fried tomatoes. After that, lit a fag, said a prayer and took a drag. These days I toast, never do combust so much. I burn for the both of us though. Second day, second job, passing thought for the world to stop. Shoes are too tight, feet are aching, cold and sick, but I was faking. When I do go, I am late, always make the same mistake. That mistake, being not caring, 6 days a week, can't find my bearings. But to be fair, I might have cared if you were there. Might have cared if you were there. Might have cared if you were there. Stressed as hell, fatigued as fuck, putrid passion, rotten luck. Worked to death, jumping at the bit, crazed as Christ and broke as shit. Watched the news, someone died, saw the mother, teary-eyed, son shot dead on Woolworth Road. I thank God, no one I know. I went to work for the NHS, mental health, people depressed. Met Joanne, scared of living, afraid of dying, terrified of being. Then met Paul, schizophrenic, shaken limbs, paranoid fanatic. Unwashed 10 days in a row, so afraid, almost paralytic. I tell them that I do the same in certain moods, on certain days. But despite the sane ways I could think, I could not do much to convince them. Back to base, had a meeting, tickets die a week cause their parents beat them. I wish I could say I was surprised. The news just choose which ones to highlight. Choose which ones to highlight. Took the DLR, took the tube, read a book, nothing else to do. Read Jill Hicks, she survived the bombings, wrote a book, made a killing. I read somewhere that some lost their legs. I'm teen injured, 52 dead. In some places far away, that shit happens every day. Now scared of buses, scared of trains, but got to get to work some way. So I play with my life, you could say. But don't we all, don't we all? Don't we all, don't we all? Got a gig, got myself booked, just down the road when it got juked. I get to sing my joys and sorrows, not made it yet, maybe tomorrow. I closed my eyes, saw your face, looked around, you were no place. I feel so left out when you're not around. I feel so left out when you're not around. But you are time and I am life, and time's a tyrant unto strife. And strife's the type of life I seem to lead, and time won't heal this wound easily. Take your light, your shadowed passions, I hear your talk, I see your actions. What I don't see are your eyes, those flaming symbols of the night. Was that your skin that I saw on the road, my ruin wore? Were you wearing that paisley I adore? Were you hatred, were you lust? You understand this 'cause you must. That men have the consistencies of love and war through history. I must see you, I must know. Did you falter? Did you go? 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 Did you go?
Beautiful, beautiful. That was L.A. Salami. And he's just recently come back from playing Bestival at the weekend, and he's got a big tour lined up. Some of the key dates to look out for are October the 7th in London, Coco. He's also playing over in Luton at Levels Festival on the 9th of October. He's playing London again, 13th of October at St Pancras Old Church, and then the 24th of November at the Siegfried von Underbelly in London.
He's a happening brother. He's doing his thing. So he's got a new release out of something, L.A. Salami.
Yeah, he's got an album out, just literally came out not too long ago, Dancing with Bad Grammar. It's out in a few places, FOP, HMV, and all good record stores. Worldwide, he says. You can stream it, you can get it on CD and vinyl. He came on the show a little while back, do you remember?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
So it's nice to see all his hard work and music come to fruition.
Yeah, like Salami, he's a bad brother, yeah.
And the song we played was one of my favorite songs from back in the day.
Yeah, man. In the background we're listening to Ghosts by Albert Eiler. Today's about madness, craziness, insaneness. We're celebrating the beauty of it and looking at the truth of it as far as deep as we can go in 1 hour. We started the set with, I think we had a bit of silence. I'm not sure, but that's part of madness, isn't it? But then we had a Sonny Chirac tune called Soon. Big shout out to Helena Smith for finding that tune. And then we had a tune called Craze, She's Crazy, by Art Terry. And Art Terry is me. And I'm here with Jean Genie. She was singing too. And then we had the L.A. Salami, didn't we? So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep you the music, keep you getting all the crazy. Oh, no, we had Willie Dixon, Insane Asylum. Yeah. Okay, so how about How about a bit more blues for you? Because I know you like a bit of blues. Yeah, how about nice, sweet Albert King, I Almost Lost My Mind thing?
I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. Well, I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. My eyes was full of tears since she left me behind. I passed a million people, I can't tell who I mean. I passed a million people, I can't tell who I mean. My eyes are full of tears, why can't my baby be?
My yelling got me put out of the art store. The voices in my head cussed at me. I was yelling like a wild animal. I felt like a jackass screaming at the top of my lungs.
Outburst! 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 Outburst!
Jim Sim got on my ass for screaming like a wild animal at Genesis on Western. I freaked out a lot of customers. I also said, suck my dick in front of a lot of people.
Outburst! 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 Outburst!
Thank you. are no good. You are a fucking asshole. You are a real jerk. You are a miserable creep. Kill Whitey.
Gonna marry, but I'm not, because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. Thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Are you getting married today?
Are you crazy? She seemed rather, Busy in the Head, that came across. I haven't actually heard that before. What was it?
That was from Stephen Sondheim's Company. That's the London cast.
Oh, I've heard about it. I've always meant to go and
check really
it out.
It's really cool. It's one of my favorite. That's not my favorite album. My favorite album is the Broadway version, but the London one's really interesting because they recast it with the black guy in the lead role. So
I see.
It fits in with this black music thing. You see how we be squeezing them in there?
Oh, man. And speaking of crazy, I know I mentioned L.A. Salami beforehand, but I didn't actually mention the name of the track. It was Day to Day, 6 days a week.
Oh, what? Right on, girl.
And that was much about, being in the mental, institute and helping people. Again, the link.
Yeah.
But what did we have after all?
We had Wesley Willis with Outburst, and what an outburst that was. That was outrageous, I dare say.
That was outrageous.
Saying kill white people, and we obviously love white people. You can tell by the type of music we play.
We love all people, regardless of color.
Yeah, and we like a lot of other things besides people, too. But just to say that was Wesley Willis, he's just likes to have fun, and he doesn't want to kill anybody. In fact, he's dead himself. Unfortunately, but that's what medication would do to you, baby. And after that, we had... It's true, man. I'm a man who just, got polio vaccines and stuff. I'm, walking around with typhoid in my left arm so I can say anything I want about the medical establishment. I trusted them with my life today. Gave me hepatitis A. Anyway...
He's still all together, people. Yeah. He's still held up. He's okay.
He's not all over the place. Pass the mango juice.
There's some water in there.
But yeah, we're going insane here. We're going insane. And we're going crazy. We're going mad. And we're loving it. We're loving it. I hope you are too.
It's the heat. My gosh.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I know we're obviously global, but in London tonight, oh my God, it's so warm.
It's great.
Going spare.
It's like LA,
you love
baby.
It.
It's Hollywood out here, man.
We're not used to this kind of heat here.
It's going to get hotter, global warming.
Oh.
We're not going to stop either. We're not going to stop and tearing up the environment until we're like... Like the flood is here. We'll be like, oh, by the way, can we start recycling now?
No, don't get me started. I recycle.
Yeah, it's too late. No, I recycle too. It's never too late. Just learn to swim is all I can say.
So things going swimmingly. What are we playing next, Art?
Oh, well, since we're on such a happy, how about a little Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, tune. That guy, yeah, bless you, Jimmy. He knew what was going on.
Panic depression is searching my soul. We'll be right back.
I wish I could caress in a kiss. Manic depression is a frustrating mess.